Jeff, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you today?
I appreciate it very much. How long have you been farming?
My whole life.
And it goes...
40 years since I got out of college.
How many generations?
My sons are farming here with me, and they're the fourth generation on this farm.
How many acres do you have?
We farm about 4,000 acres.
And why?
You just do it.
You know, it's...
there's no better place to raise a family than on a farm.
I have a good friend whose dad is a farmer. He doesn't have a lot of acreage. He actually was a full-time school teacher, and he loved his life. He's retired from teaching, but he would work all day at school and come out and spend the rest of the day on the farm, and the kids would be out there and the friends of the kids, and he just loves the lifestyle. I guess it's something you're born with in your blood.
I guess so.
Where's your acreage located?
We're south of Mason.
We'll talk about this wet weather we've been experiencing. It's been a nasty, wet, a bit chilly. How's that going to affect farmers getting their seeds in, getting the crops ready to go?
Well, it's already affected it quite a bit. Last year at this time, we had everything planted in the ground, and almost all of it was out of the ground and growing. This year we've got not quite half of our corn in, and only a few hundred acres of beans in, and the first spike of corn came up out of the ground yesterday. So
can you tell how this is going to affect the crops, or is it still going to take a little bit of time?
Well, we know that it's going to affect the final yield on the crops. They figure that about the average loss for every day after about the last week in April that you get your corn planted, you lose about an acre, about a bushel per acre of corn for every day that you are held after those dates to get the corn in the ground. It's because the corn doesn't have the period of time to mature.
Jeff, who do you sell the majority of your corn and your beans and the rest of your crops to?
A lot of my corn goes to the Anderson's ethanol plants. Not all of it, but a lot of it does. And most of the beans get shipped to crushing plants south of here to be the oil to be extracted, and the byproducts from that are then used for animal feed.
Farming today versus 5-10 years ago, talk about the differences.
Drastic changes. But 5 or 10 years ago, you had to, went out and you got on the tractor and you ran everything from the tractor seat. Now the tractors are full of computers, and the equipment that you pull behind it's got computers on it, and I don't even steer my planting tractors and my sprayers net across the field anymore. You turn them around on the end and hit a button, and they're directed across the field in straight lines with by satellite positioning.
Does that make it more efficient for you?
It does. First of all, you cover more ground because you can worry more about what's going on in the with the planter net. You don't have to worry about steering it, and you know, you don't get the overlaps on the ends. Your populations for your seeds are more specific. That way you can actually change the population as you go across the field, depending on what kind of ground you're in. And when you're out spraying herbicides and that, it's a lot more exact on what you're putting down where.
And does that make it as fun to farm?
It makes it different. It doesn't make it any less fun. It's just it makes it different. It's if my grandfather was to see what we're doing right now, he wouldn't believe it. In fact, my father, if he was alive today, he probably wouldn't believe what was going on.
Tell me, the price of gas really has to have you concerned.
The price of fuel does take quite a chunk out. You figure that some of these tractors, you pull them up to the tank every morning and you pump $1,000 into the tank. It makes you realize real quick that the price of petroleum has a real effect on the bottom line.
And how much does one of those tractors cost, just out of curiosity?
Oh, they can run up to $250,000, $270,000.
All right, and before I let you go, Jeff, final question. Do you think that we need another bridge from Detroit over to Windsor? Much has been discussed by people who are pro building another bridge, that we need another bridge to get these crops, to get this, to help our agriculturing industry.
I think that the possibility is in the future we might need another bridge to go across, because traffic will probably increase. But right now, the big push, I believe the big push to get that other bridge is not because of the necessity for the traffic. It's because a lot of it has to do with the fact the Canadian government wants to be in control of that bridge a lot more than what they are right now with the Ambassador Bridge.
All right. I really appreciate your time this morning. We learned a lot. Thanks so much, Jeff Osterley, your farmer out of the Mason area. Thank you so much.
Thank you.